All right, Tuesday morning, the 26th of March. Last night, Monday night, the Port Huron City Council had their second regular meeting of the month. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Kind of a short night last night for the meeting.
It was. It was not a real long meeting, not a whole lot of items on there. Basically, you know, your business of the day, which is, we had bids for all the different chemicals at the water and wastewater treatment plants, which are very important to ensure that we have good water, safe water. So those were all approved, and salt purchases, things like that. So it was pretty pretty mundane.
Right. One of the big issues that the zoning group is looking at, and I know it's going to come before City Council, and we haven't talked to you about it yet, is the issue of zoning for the center. And I know that some folks have come talk to the City Council in the past that live in that neighborhood. I just wonder what the latest is on that and what your thoughts are on the zoning for the center.
Well, of course, the request is up to change it from residential to a CBD. And there were some people in the audience last night from the center and supporters, but they did not speak during public audience. And I know I was not at the last meeting, but I understand that there was a lot of people speaking both pro and con to the issue. It does come up at the Planning Commission on Tuesday of this coming up new week, which is the 2nd, I believe, April 2nd. And then after that, it's to come before City Council, either depending on whether the Planning Commission says yay or nay. It is a zoning request, so it does end up in the City Council's chambers anyways after that, whether they say yay or nay. So, you know, it's a tough question. But I think, you know, you have a neighborhood who made a lot of efforts here recently to change their neighborhood to an R zone, which, you know, that was, you know, that kind of happened because, you know, we did put a moratorium on any more rentals that were in R zones, you know, doing any more rentals. They petitioned, went through, and they did not, well, I think it's probably about 6 months ago, actually followed it all up, and their neighborhood became an R zone, which prohibited rentals, you know, for having any further, it certainly grandfathers in what's there, but people buying and making it in. And I know that they've done a lot of efforts. It's a historic district, a lot of efforts to enhance their neighborhood, and it looks very nice. So I understand their concerns. And then, of course, you have on the other side the center, who wants to change the zoning to CBD, which is central business. Now, the thing of it is most of the things that they're doing, they've been doing there at the center over the last few years, and it's certainly very valuable. However, changing the zoning opens it up to a whole lot of other things. And it isn't just the center. It opens it up to a lot of things that could happen in the future if they were no longer there and it becomes a central business district. So there's concerns, you know, from the neighborhood, and I have received a lot of correspondence from the neighborhood and even from a church that's kitty corner from there. So, you know, it's I see both sides, but I do think we have to, you know, one of the big goals of the council and one of my own personal goals is to see neighborhoods strengthen. And we certainly don't want to do anything to deter it. So I'm willing to listen to both sides. But that being said, I think that we have to certainly keep in mind the future of our neighborhoods going forward. I'm hoping to see that the center can still operate on a basis that either I think that the issue right now is, of course, the church is wanting to get out of it, as if they operated like they were and the church was still there, that's a whole different ball game. But they're, but I think they want to extend their operations as well as the church wants to get out of being a church.
Yeah.
So that does change what's going on, and not maybe technically, but it changes, and it changes it for the future in the whole area as to what can or cannot be there.
Right.
So you do have to be careful, and you'd have to be careful when you're, you know, doing spot zoning sort of things around the city where you just decide that, okay, one person wants it and the next door neighbor doesn't, and it just gets very difficult. And we have made that policy a long time ago that we weren't going to do a lot of spot zoning, because you do end up then without having whole neighborhoods and whole areas that are, you know, safe. So, safe, yeah. Not safe in the way of some ways, but I mean safe in keeping it a neighborhood. And I know that's very important. A lot of services are offered at different areas in the city of Port Huron. I don't know if they've looked at any other places that they could operate the same type of thing. I mean, I don't know what is available out there. I think those are all things that have to be answered as to what other options are there to make it so that it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it's certainly, they offer very valuable services. And I'm not saying that they don't. It's just you have to have the right fit and you have to have the right combination. So, I am open to hearing, and we will see what happens.
You know, the Planning Commission, as you said, next Tuesday they'll take it up, and then it goes before City Council.
So it's really, you know, the Planning Commission makes that determination as to whether or not the rezoning should happen. And usually if that recommendation comes to City Council, then it goes from there. There's not too many times the Council goes against what the Planning Commission says. And that being said, it mm-hmm. certainly can, but
right.
I'm just saying it doesn't
right.
normally. But that's usually when it's gone through and it's been approved at the Planning Commission. Now then, they have, if it's been denied, then they certainly have that option to plead their case in front of the City Council.
Yeah, well, certainly has gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so, as you say.
And it has.
It's not an easy situation, because you've got some very proud residents that own some beautiful homes in that neighborhood, and also the center, which is doing, I think by all accounts, great work. So
it is, it's not anything against them. I don't think, and I think that's what it's kind of gotten to be a very emotional,
sure, of course,
thing, and it's not about that. I don't think. I think it's about just keeping the integrity of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, gee, I don't want you in my neighborhood. That's, you know, that's really not the mm-hmm. issue. It's not that. But I understand keeping the integrity of the neighborhood, because CBD denotes you can do most, you know, anything that's under a CBD. So next thing you know, you've got a whole different area.
Yeah.
So not just them, but anybody else that future goes in there.
Right, right. So, well, we'll continue to follow that. What else is on the horizon as we move a little closer toward spring and summer?
Well, you know, basically right now, a lot of the efforts as far as the administration and the staff at the city is preparing a proposed budget for the City Council to look at. So that's pretty much taking up most of the efforts. It's going to be, it's almost April, isn't it?
Yeah. uh-huh.
In April, the last part of April, we do get the budget is submitted to us. So, I mean, in probably about a month, we will get the budget submitted to us and then go through the process of having a public hearing in May and some workshops on the budget and then adoption by the end of May. So, really, that's at the forefront right now.
All right. Pauline, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And we'll try to get things a little bit warmer around here, huh?
You know, I think I'll put you in charge of that.
All right. Fair
okay,
enough.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pauline. Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.